Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. It's New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities for the full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Of course, we welcome you in if you're watching us on Facebook Live, and of course later today, 6 p.m. on Facebook Live, we're going to be doing the Dos de Mayo virtual car show. This will be our second virtual car show. Already got a lot of great entries, so definitely tune in and check that out. We're going to try and keep it to an hour because we know the internet attention span is pretty short. But we had 1,700 views on the last one, so definitely want to tune in and check that out. Of course, if you want to send a question into the show, you can send it on the Yearwood Performance text line at 505-226-1442. That's 226-1442. And thank you to Yearwood Performance for making that happen for us. And so, of course, looks like we're going to be going back to racing. So right now we're actually going to play the audio from the announcement from NASCAR just yesterday.
I want to welcome everybody and hope that everybody's been able to remain healthy during what I think we all know is an unprecedented time. You know, as we stated in our release, we're incredibly excited, the teams, the tracks, TV partners, and OEMs to return to racing, but also understand the tremendous responsibility that's going to come with that return. And as you saw, our return in Darlington is going to be in an environment that we need to make sure that we're taking all measures available to us for the safety of our competitors and certainly for the local community. So you know, as we developed the return to racing schedule, we understood, and I've seen this many times from the media, that it's going to be a fluid situation, and we're going to need to factor in many, many variables. And I think most important for us at the onset was the development of a plan that was discussed with public health officials, medical experts, state and local officials, and John Bobo, when he speaks, will run you through a lot of the details of those plans. And then it was important for us to work with all of our stakeholders, and that included the teams, the tracks, OEMs, engine builders, our suppliers, TV partners. All of those folks had to weigh in and talk about what was possible in this environment. From there, we had an internal group of Ben Kennedy, Ben Baker, and Scott Miller, who led the discussions around the schedule. I think we're on version 65 right now for the national series, so a lot of changes have come throughout that. But a portion of that you saw today. So just quickly going over what we're planning on heading into. So the 17th, as you saw, will open up at Darlington, 400-mile race. That race will include live pit stops. It was important for us to be able to showcase a race as close to what normally takes place as possible. But it was also important for us to minimize what activity took place leading up to an event. That's why we won't have practice or qualifying prior to that event. The same thing will be in place Tuesday when we go back to Darlington for the Xfinity race. No practice or qualifying, 200-mile race. And then Wednesday we'll go back with the second cup race. It'll be 500 kilometers. Again, no practice or qualifying, but live pit stops. And for Darlington, the Southern 500 remains in place over Labor Day weekend. The dates that we've announced today will be realigned dates. We'll have more details that will be out to you shortly, but as I'm sure you can appreciate, we've got some work to do with local and state officials and tracks as well to make sure that all that messaging and things are in place in those local communities of a date that has possibly been moved to Darlington. We'll go from there to Charlotte. Key event for us, the Coke 600, that will include qualifying. So of the events we've announced, a qualifying will take place for that event. And then we'll have three more nights of racing, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday will be the Xfinity race, 300 miles. Tuesday, the trucks, 201 miles. And then Wednesday, we'll go with the 500K. No practice or qualifying for that race, cup race Wednesday night. And similar to Darlington, that will be a race that's been moved to Charlotte, but it will be on the oval. So, you know, just getting a little bit into the weeds, I think you can anticipate for that first race in Darlington a competition caution of some kind for the May 17th event. Obviously, we're still working through what that may look like. We want to allow for some adjustments for the teams, so a lot of dialogue still going on with the industry of how we put that together. And then I'm also confident that when we go back on Wednesday night on the 20th, you may see some things a little bit different just based on what we learned with our opening event. So our intent remains to run the same number of events that we announced at the beginning of the season, and that's for all three national series. And our goal was also, as we put this together, to keep as many races as possible intact towards the middle of the back half of the season. So that's why you're seeing some of the events take place as early as we can and as close in proximity to each race as we can.
They have decided to go back to racing without fans. Some of the high points, of course, I was concerned about was how they were going to handle pits, pitting. There's a lot of conversation about whether they would actually throw a caution, freeze the field, and bring it back out. But it looks like they're going to go ahead and go with a normal pit procedure. Of course, there's a lot of other things that had to be worked out, including constant testing, how they were parking in the infield, all kinds of things that were really important. But it's great to see that they're starting to move forward. Of course, you can only pull this off because they've got so much TV revenue. You start looking at some of the races during the midweek. Of course, we've been talking about that for years as to whether they could condense the schedule into fewer months, because it's, 36 races, basically over 40 weeks, is quite an undertaking, you know, tough on the families and the teams to get all that stuff done. But it's going to be a lot of interesting conversations to see how that evolves. Of course, NHRA is also planning on returning in June with their race at Gainesville, Florida. But they're talking about still having fans. And we've talked a lot about the difference between drag racing and circle track racing is every pass is a pit pass. And so that's one of the things that they're going to have to work out is how do you keep the teams and basically the fans at bay. So they plan on opening. Of course, it's in Florida. And we talked about Florida kind of does everything a little bit different. But that's what's going to be happening as far as NHRA. Of course, IndyCar opens with the month of May as a race today. Instead of going with a virtual race that's at a track that's not currently on the schedule, they're actually going to race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. 33-car field. Of course, last week, Formula One's Lando Norris came in and basically dominated at COTA. An amazing, amazing race. When you saw all of the leaders spun at one point, in their race, it just shows you how difficult it is. But Lando Norris getting it done. Of course, you know, Formula One has raced more at COTA than actually than IndyCar had. IndyCar just, you know, last year was the first race at COTA, so I think you were able to check that out. Some other news, of course, going on. Matt Kenseth comes out of retirement. He's going to take over the ride for Kyle Larson while they try and figure it out. NASCAR also granted a waiver to both Matt Kenseth and Ryan Newman, so they have an opportunity to make the chase. And of course, you're going to see Ryan Newman also came out and said that he's going to be returning to the track when they go racing. So, a lot to consider. Looking forward to seeing some racing on the track and how that's going to work, going forward. But want to bring RJ in. How you doing this morning, man?
Doing good, David. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. So the UNSA Racing Museum event calendar pretty much looks like several weeks, but now actually starting to see some of the events come back on. But I'm just curious. I reached out to Robert Costa yesterday and said, "Hey, is there any opportunity? Any sights of when you think you might be able to go back to racing?" And he thinks that it might even be July for the local track here. So it'd be kind of cool for their first race to be the Firecracker Nationals, which is typically their 4th of July event. But nothing necessarily going on there. Sandia Speedway, Votto, Alien Speedway, all of them haven't necessarily announced anything, even though have heard there has been some practicing that's been going on and different things there. But likewise, I think that the road racing out of Sandia, those are all things that could happen, because people are in their cars, they have that opportunity to follow the social distancing, parking away from each other. And on those events, I mean, back gate economics really kind of makes it work. Some of the others that count on fans coming in, I think are going to be much more affected, and it's going to be a little harder to see it. But what do you think every week trying to update this thing? And it's like, you got to do the work, and yet nothing ever changes.
Well, no, I always try to read up on, what's going on locally first, because that's, the New Mexico Motorsports Report is what we're trying to talk about. But there's been slight changes here or there. I mean, finally, just to see racing happen anywhere, I mean, was amazing. Spencer talked a little bit about, like, North Dakota, in the Dakotas, what was going on.
Right.
And now, of course, the Sprint Cup Series and what's going on with Xfinity and Gander that's going to be following in that week. Just for them to take the first step and...
Yeah.
That, hey, we're going to start going. I'm surprised it wasn't May 15th, like the first day possible, pretty much they started a race. But I love that they kept it on Sunday at Darlington.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great opportunity. And, hey, let's get some stuff rolling, and we're going to be excited and try to cover what we can, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so on the other side, we're going to start talking about what would it take for a local track to get open? How is that different than looking at NASCAR's announcement? You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
Hi, it's Jan from Toyota. We know how important it is to have a safe, reliable vehicle right now. Your local dealers are here to help. Many Toyota service centers are open to serve you with certified technicians and genuine Toyota parts. And for your safety, may even offer no-contact vehicle drop-off and online service scheduling. You can even shop online. Just contact your local Toyota dealer. We're here for you now and in all the better days ahead. Toyota.
At participating Toyota dealers only.
Unfortunate fire, flood, or mold in your home or business? Call the experts. That's right, the water extraction experts. Whether it's your home or business and you need a quick response, think locally owned water extraction experts. Their promise to you is to provide service within the hour and to restore your home or business to new immediately. Water extraction experts are 5-star preferred for Google and Yelp. Why call anyone else? Unfortunate flood, fire, or mold? It's water extraction experts to the rescue. They'll be there for you, your family, and your home or business. WaterExtractionExperts.com.
At American Home Furniture and Mattress, we understand our community's concern for the health and safety of our friends and family during this trying time. While our stores are temporarily closed in accordance with New Mexico's stay-at-home order, we understand you may have needs for your home. Please feel free to visit our website at AmericanHome.com for in-home stress-free shopping, plus free, clean, and safe curbside delivery. Right now, the more you buy, the more you save. Save up to 15% off our lowest everyday price. Plus, you'll be entered to win a $2,500 gift card. We'll get through this together by listening to the experts, staying connected to our friends, keeping our spirits up, and most of all, caring for one another. We remind you to please donate to local charities and food banks during this time. Be safe, be well, and thank you. On behalf of everyone at American Home Furniture and Mattress.
Alone, we can do so little.
Together, we can do so much.
Even in the hardest time.
How many people will step up?
To offer hope and encouragement.
And inspire us.
We're all in this together.
On the same team.
We may not be able to take the field today,
but we will again.
And when we do,
I'll be there.
To welcome you back.
And cheer you on.
Until then.
Remember the values.
You learn through youth sports.
Be kind.
Have a positive attitude.
Be a team player.
Together, we will succeed.
I-9 Sports.
On April 16th, Calibers was shut down by the state. Sales are limited until further notice. Calibers has been a good corporate citizen for the past 20 years, and they intend to be a good corporate citizen for the next 20 years. So here's the deal. They can only sell gift cards at this time. For each $100 in gift cards purchased, Calibers will throw in an additional gift card worth $20 for free. Support the Second Amendment and support your locally owned business. Spend $100, get $20 free. Calibers. Shop. Learn. Play.
Hey race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Slope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
Speaking of Yearwood Performance, the Mopar Club is having a COVID cruise starting at 10 a.m. at Yearwood this morning. That's Yearwood at 341 Eubank. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. And, of course, we've talked about them being an essential business as well. With the special tunings, unique tunings that a lot of cars in town have, be able to get that fuel mixture just right, that the pump's not always completely accurate as to what they have. But this morning they've got an impromptu cruise is starting at 10 a.m. at Yearwood, Mopar Club, getting it done. So, a quick, shout out to them. Thank you for, sending us a message on the Yearwood Performance text line. Really appreciate that. So, joining the show now is Robert Shea. How are you doing this morning, Robert?
David, very well. Thanks for having me.
Got to move a little closer there, or move it closer to you.
Oh, very well, David. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, of course, you know, NASCAR's big announcement. Going back to racing without fans in the stands. And I thought that this is a perfect time for a conversation about the economics of racing. Of course, you know, they have big TV contracts. And so they're able to get that done, without losing money. Of course, the OEMs, all the motor builders, everybody that's involved and all the things that are happening back at the shop, that are being impacted, significantly. But the one thing that I think that most people don't understand is they see NASCAR opening and they want to know why their local track is going to be opening. Talk a little bit about, I mean, when we ran the track, there was a lot of other factors that figured in. Of course, we had a board of directors that we had to answer to. We had financial commitments that we had to make, and we couldn't get that done just with Backgate because really that's what's going on. So you got to wonder if there is some payments that are being made to the tracks from NASCAR to get that done, because think about all the revenue that they're missing. And so talk a little bit about, because we had those conversations how many times about, I think Guthrie told us, just try and lose as little of money as possible.
Well, that's a famous line from Jim, of course. But there's a lot of dynamics at play here, and which you've just mentioned. And you always have to consider the cost of racing, and not in the sense of just buying the car and showing up to the racetrack, but there is a cost associated in terms of the financial side of what it takes to get the track ready, the personnel it takes to get the track ready, the lights, the, you know, all of the things that are involved in that. And it's a big deal. And you still have a mortgage payment generally, and there's, you know, all of that stuff comes into play.
And I think even more at a local racetrack, because a lot of times around the country, now we had a unique situation. We had 63 shareholders we had to answer to. Around the country, sometimes it's a family that owns that track. You know, it's a husband and wife, you know, and group, you know, that try and get it done. They make their money on the concession stand, right? You know, I mean, because how many times did I present to the board of directors free tickets? I tried to explain to them that each person's got a $20 budget, right? So you can either drop it in parking, which was a very interesting concept, or you buy a ticket, you leave it all at the front gate, and you don't spend anything at the concession stand. Or you come in free and you drop that whole $20 at the concession stand. Basically, people have a budget that they can come out in an evening of entertainment. just like, you know, going to the movies or anything like that. I grew up where we didn't get popcorn at the movies. I knew that there was other families that, you know, they got popcorn, they got candy, they got the whole deal. I mean, we didn't get it. But the economics of the whole thing is are basically, because likewise, how many times, and I know that you're on the other side of this, how many times did we talk about payout, right? Because all the drivers were like, hey, we're the show, right? Well, you know, okay, well, are you going to pay a percentage of the lights? You're going to pay a percentage of the, you know, everything else, that the economics of the whole thing. And that's where it's so much more on a local basis, because we don't got, you know, deep pockets. We don't, you know, all the money there is like, you know, you're lucky to break even and try and make the whole thing. And I know you were kind of smiling at that comment, because it all started when you called me about, you know, the payout, you know, and so then being on the other side. But talk about the balance between that. I mean, you know, a show and the people that have got a lot of money in their cars and come out and feel like they should participate in the revenues.
Well, and that's the fight of the ages.
Right.
You know, between the even the different car types of cars. I mean, I'll say sprint cars want this much money.
Right.
Stock cars want that much money. And you have to balance it between what that vehicle cost to run and produce to show up at your racetrack. And you want them all to show up because they also bring a fan base with them.
Exactly.
I mean, not only what they bring in the pits, but they have sponsors and other people behind them that were coming to see their car on the racetrack. And I think that that's one of the things that most of the people are losing out on right now. I don't think the sponsors feel like they're getting their money's worth. But on the other hand, when you talk about participating with the revenues and everything else, one of the things that the first thing that they need to pay for as they come in the gate, because they talk about that they're contributing to the purse, and in some ways that's true, except that that's not the real thing. There's liability. There's
right.
an insurance cost. And if you don't pay that insurance and one of them gets hurt, I mean, the liability, goes crazy out the roof, and it would make a racetrack close down anyway.
Right.
Conceivably, and there probably has been racetracks that have closed down because of lawsuits. And then the other liability issue right now, if they were to go open a racetrack, especially a local one, and they let people get in the and the fans in the stands, and one of them got sick, two of them got sick, 10 of them. I mean, I think that would there'd be some repercussion behind that, too.
I completely agree, because we can have social distancing and all the other stuff, but, I mean, my thoughts are, you're going to close down the bathroom, right? You know, so, and even I mean, try and replace them with porta-potties or something. Or, you know, I mean, you can't have the concession stand open because, you know, what if somebody touches, a soda bottle or something? So, I mean, it becomes such an ordeal, you know, and I think about, like, restaurants, okay? You know, I mean, our governor is loosening up, you know, things, and now you can have, like, you know, 50% of your seats, but they got to be social distance. Well, that might be a number that they can't even break even on. Yeah, I appreciate the fact that the restaurant is open and now I can go sit down, but they may be running a negative number. Perfect example, we're going to talk about the Barley Room show, Dos de Mayo, which, congratulations, this would be the 7th consecutive year that we've done that show.
And
for such young guys, I can't believe it's been 7 years. But the Barley Room, you looked at the balance sheet and said, we can't afford to stay open for takeout. I mean, that's actually more, like you said, liability, because you still have all that liability insurance, right? You know, I mean, are the insurance companies cutting back on their premiums? No, even though they say they are. I haven't seen it. You know, the PPP, you know, program, Jim Guthrie came on and talked about, you know, what it took to get that done. We also had the CARES Act. Jim Costa came on from Euro Performance and talked about getting some money from the CARES Act so that he could keep all his employees. Just because, you know, you've got a curbside doesn't mean you need as many people in the building. And so, you know, equal is not equal. Perfect example was talking this week on one of the news shows was talking about the difference in economics. It's like one policy is supposed to apply to all businesses, right? Because I had a retail business and we never had more than 5 people there and we never had more than 5 people that worked there. And yet, we were going to be shut down as non-essential. Now, how ridiculous is that? You know, so it's just, fair is equal is not equal. Of course, you saw the big businesses like Shake Shack that got the money, you know, that took the money. And it's well within the guidelines, right? You know, each location has less than 500 employees or less was eligible for the money. That's why they got it, you know, and yet, you know, did it need to be there? They gave the money back. So equal is not equal. And so on firsthand, I love to see that NASCAR is doing something and maybe setting a platform to where we could go forward. But still, your local tracks still have a long way to go. And all of these people that are complaining, and now I'm going to get my soapbox for a minute, and all these people that are complaining are the same people that never go to the track. Right? They never pay a ticket. They never come out. They never support the track. And all they want to do is complain about it. And so this is a perfect example is when we get to it, all of you people that have complained about it need to go to your local track.
Well, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
David, you said it impeccably. And equally and more important than that, the idea that they want to open up, and I know we're, you know, a race... auto racing program here today, but the idea that they want to force the issue to make somebody open up a racetrack, I'd rather see the governor or whoever's in charge err on the side of caution when it comes to this, because it will cost lives. It will.
Well, absolutely, and so we can only do what we can do. All right, on the other side, we're going to actually talk with the local Camaro Club. Really supported our last virtual car show. It looks like we're going to have a bunch in the show that we're doing later today. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 9 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean, quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is Shop Smart, Buy Smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume, with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's Best of the City, 9 years running. Lomas near Washington, visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
Coming up Monday on the Jim Villanucci Show, we'll have Best Sounds of the Weekend. We'll relive our favorite, very non-journalistic moments from parts 5 and 6 of The Last Dance, and plenty more on Monday starting at 4 o'clock on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Have you been in a wreck and need a check? Don't let your wreck become an insurance mess. The law office of Grant Merrick specializes in personal injury cases from car accidents. Call 235-6777 or visit MerrickLawFirm.com.
This is Chief Mike Geyer with the Albuquerque Police Department. In this time of uncertainty, it is within you and all people to make things better. You have the power to create happiness. This is the time for all generations to unite as a community in Albuquerque. It was 47 years ago that I first applied to be a police officer. I wanted to make a difference. Now you have the chance to make the difference. Apply now at apdonline.com or call us at 505-343-5040. If I can, you can.
Your three-step plan for a beautiful, desert-friendly yard? 1. Service your irrigation system often, checking for leaks, malfunctions, and broken heads. 2. Set your turf irrigation timer according to the month and water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. And 3. Select desert-friendly plants that thrive in our dry climate. Service, settings, selection. Your three-step plan for landscape success in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County. More info at 505outside.com. A message from the Water Authority.
You want it right, right today. Get it done the Daniels way. Daniels, plumbing, heating, and air.
Is air quality important to you? Would you like to have hospital quality air in your home? Call Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. They have the solutions to meet your needs with the abilities to remove 99.5% of all airborne viruses, mold, bacteria, and allergens from your home or business. Call Daniels for all your plumbing, heating, and of course, your air conditioning and air quality needs. They are here for you.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With 4 locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit LegacyChurch.com for service times.
Hi, this is Al Unser, 4-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 1017, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And, of course, today is Dos de Mayo car show. Of course, a lot of people know it as the Barley Room show. But of course, it's not going to be at the Barley Room. We're going to actually do it, you know, from my kitchen or from my dining room at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live today. Already have something like over 20 cars that have submitted top 16 are going to make it on the show. Of course, we'll probably show some photos and videos of the other ones, you know, because they took the time to send them in. But Yearwood Performance has stepped up. All the winners are going to get a free T-shirt. 2 tickets to Albuquerque Dragway. You can use them anytime once they open up. And, of course, we're going to have a $50 gift certificate to Yearwood Performance for the best of show. And joining us now is Kainoa with the Camaro Club. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Of course, you took home the co-best of show with the Casino Azul virtual car show we did a couple of weeks ago. Talk a little bit about what that was like, you know, participating in a virtual car show.
It was really different, but it was a great event. I was really excited to see it happening in order to give us something to do during this lockdown. Because I know everybody's chomping at the bit right now.
Absolutely. Sounds like the Mopar Club is doing a cruise today, 10 a.m. They're meeting at Yearwood Performance and going to go out and cruise. But a Camaro Club. I mean, you got the Mopar Club, the Mustang Club, and the Camaro Club are probably 3 of the biggest clubs in town. Tell us a little bit about all the different types of Camaros that you see in the Camaro Club.
In the Camaro Club of New Mexico, we actually have cars all the way from the beginning to 1967, all the way up to the new 2020s. Everything from full-on custom show cars to projects that people are working on their weekends.
And so do you guys meet on a regular basis? Do you have events like every weekend, or how often do you guys get together?
During the show season, we usually have multiple events every season out trying to support the community, all the different car shows. We also have a monthly meeting at Gallus Chevrolet on the second Thursday of every month. And then a lot of times we get together once every couple of weeks just as a family, having nothing to do with the cars, just to enjoy each other's time.
Yeah, it's funny, I said guys, but you got a lot of women in the group. As a matter of fact, women really represented at the virtual car show, the Casino Azul show. Talk about the broad different, you know, members that you have and just a number of female Camaro owners.
Yeah, recently we've actually been able to bring a lot of the females into the fold that weren't really out there doing this before because they felt like they were being left out. And currently, our actual president of the club is a female, a 20-year-old herself that has an 85 IROC that she's been building for the past few years.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, IROC is perfect to mention on this show, International Race of Champions. But tell us a little bit about your ride, man. I mean, that thing is absolutely amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. The car was originally purchased by my mother, who unfortunately passed of pancreatic cancer. And since then, I've actually been building this to the plans that her and I had together for what this car was going to become. All the work on it has been done myself. A lot of the custom work was all done myself. And it's all just a way for me to enjoy myself.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, talk about the doors, the underlighting. I mean, it's truly, truly a show car.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a real experience learning how to do a lot of this stuff. All of the Lambo doors, the reverse split hood, All of the LED undercarriage and interior lighting was all done by myself because I love learning about this stuff.
Wow. Are those LED lights, are you able to run it off the typical power system, the battery system in the car, or do you have to put something additional in to light that?
No, they actually run off of the regular 12-volt system that's in the car. Using LEDs allows me to run them for shows without really having to worry about running down the battery, so I can still get home afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to get stranded in an event because you had the lights on in the car. But so talk a little bit about, I mean, the club. How has the club been able to kind of stay together and kind of keep motivated during this COVID-19?
Our club is actually very family-oriented. Through this whole thing, we've stayed really close. We're constantly talking to each other, chatting to each other, doing video conferencing with each other, just to check up on each other, make sure we're all doing good. A lot of our members share what they're doing throughout the day to try and get through this thing, and it kind of brings light to everybody else's life.
Is there something more that you're going to do to your car? Because, I mean, pretty much you've got all the bells and whistles on there.
Actually, as most car enthusiasts know, the car is never really done.
Exactly.
So I've still got a lot of plans going on with it. More lighting upgrades, more visual upgrades, and hopefully soon we'll start working on the engine a little more, going with long tube headers and a full exhaust, and eventually going all the way to supercharging it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Have you had it out in the Albuquerque Dragway yet?
I've been able to take it out a couple of times, not as much as I'd like to. I was hoping to get out a little more this weekend, but apparently everybody was hoping to get out more this weekend. They can't now.
Right, exactly, exactly. Awesome. Okay, well, hey, really appreciate you coming on this morning, and look forward to seeing you in the show this afternoon.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, how would people reach out to the Camaro Club?
We are on Facebook. We have an open page that anybody can go and follow to see what we're up to contact us. It is CCNM on Facebook. Okay. We also have an email address. You can contact us directly at CamaroClubNM@ymail.com.
Awesome. Hey, Kanoa, thank you so much for coming on this morning, and we'll see you a little bit later.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Awesome. So, we've got the virtual car show coming up, because really, we were thinking with this COVID-19, all the car shows getting canceled, and we're trying to figure out, like, how could we actually kind of keep this going? And I tell you, we've had a lot of really good response. You know, we didn't know how the production was going to go. And of course, Andreas Trujillo, Andreas T, Chalk Talk, you know him, you know, from his time here, a young man that is absolutely amazing, at being able to put it together. And so, being producer, not because, you know, Spencer and I, we just sat there and yapped, because that's what we do. We just talk. And he was able to put together just a fantastic show. But we get Robert on. We got a little bit of time still in this segment. So what do you think? I mean, we several years ago, I think the first one we actually did was Brunch Balloons and Badass Cars. We actually did it before we did that. And we had never done that before. Never really had done a car show, but I'd say we've been, you know, fairly successful.
Well, if this is going to be our seventh year, I think that we are very, very successful. But we can measure success by the Super Nationals, I guess. They've been going quite a bit longer.
Yeah.
But it's always gotten bigger and better for them, and it has for us as well. I mean, we streamlined it. We've got a good format that we follow. And the Brunch Balloons and Badass Cars was the inception of this whole thing, and it's been cute. It's been a fun ride, and I want to thank you, David, for bringing me along with that, because, you know, without you, or maybe you without me, I don't know. I don't think we'd have as much success.
Well, I completely agree. But the cool thing is, on this one, you don't have to sit any signs out. You don't have to argue with people about moving their car, where they're going to park, and. You know, I mean, all of those other, you know, logistical nightmares that you have to deal with, which I'm very fortunate that I just let you deal with it. Because, you know, I mean, because if I was going to be dealing with it, you know, we probably would have some unhappy people. I mean, you know, because that's basically the way we've divided tasks.
Exactly.
And been very successful, including, you know, at the racetrack,
oh, yeah.
You know, where you were a little bit more diplomatic, if you will. I was always focused on sponsorship, return on investment for basically, you know, what they called the stakeholders, you know, which the shareholders and the sponsors and everybody that, you know, that are behind the scenes to take care of it. And of course, I always laughed when people would come up to you and ask, what does Dave do? You know, because they're like, well, Dave's never at the track. And I love how you said, well, the money's in the city. And money's down the hill, so he really better not be out here.
Exactly.
And that was always the way to do it. But likewise, even this virtual car show with the Casino Azul, they put up, you know, $25 gift cards for all the entries. We had two $50 gift cards we were able to award for the best of show. We had two on that. And, of course, this afternoon with two tickets to the drag strip, a year with T-shirt for every, you know, top 16 cars, and then a $50 gift certificate to Yearwood Performance for the winner. So if Kainoa wins, we already know that he could put that towards a supercharger. Right? He already said, because really, you know, we talked about this before at the Barley Room show, whether we'd have a burnout contest, right? Because everybody did it anyway. When they left the show, they would go, and there was that little road to the south of the Barley Room that was very safe. You know, it was just coming out of the apartments, which those people didn't appreciate. But you had the ditch on one side and the parking lot on the other. It's a perfect place to have burnout contest. And I just think that would be awesome. Of course, we probably would have the police out there and shut the whole thing down. So at least on the virtual car show, we won't have those kinds of issues. So on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit more about what that's going to look like. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hola, Albuquerque. Esto es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply, ABC Racing. Me está escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Sol de la ESPN Radio 1017 de ti.
Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod and street rod scene since 1968. With all the changes in high performance, the one thing that hasn't changed is Yearwood. At over 5,000 square feet, Yearwood Performance gives you the edge you need on the track and the street. Check out a wall full of carburetors and racks of ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including hoses and fittings. Torco race fuel in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop at 341 Eubank Northeast. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Hi, I'm Jack with Fender Roofing.
Hey, Jack. Jack's our roofer.
Jack's my roofer also.
And I want to be your roofer too.
Our team has decades of experience and handles all roofing from commercial to residential. Call Fiddler Roofing today at 208-0808 for a free roof inspection.
The threat of COVID-19 is real. Please take it seriously. This is bigger than just you alone. Every time you leave your house, you're putting yourself, your family, and your community at risk. Only leave for essentials or emergencies. The only way to slow the spread of COVID-19 is to stop interacting with each other. This is no time to panic, but it's no time for business as usual either. You must stay home. Please care about your fellow New Mexicans. Staying home is the best way to flatten the curve. We are one community. Let's stop the spread together.
We are here for you. Our service parts and now our online sales departments are all open for business at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. We deliver from our floor to your door. Buy online via email, chat, phone, or text, and never leave the comfort of your home or business. We'll bring everything to you. Go to toyotaabq.com to view our huge selection of vehicles and take advantage of our low employee pricing where you pay what we pay. That's Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
From the North Valley, straight to your dinner table, it's Casa de Benavides. Serving up delicious breakfast burritos, tacos, tamales, sopapilla burgers, and so much more. Served with the finest red or green chili. It's Casa de Benavides. To go, 897-7493.
In honor of National Teachers Appreciation Day, May 5th, 101.7 The Team is teaming up for teachers. Students in grades 1 through 12 make a one-minute video about your favorite teacher, and you and your teacher could win great prizes. Visit 1017theteam.com for more details.
Duke City Ready Mix, your local premier concrete and gravel producer, recently received national recognition. by winning the Excellence in Concrete Quality Award from the National Ready Mix Association. We are dedicated to earning your trust by our consistent quality, service, and by being a good neighbor, serving the entire valley. Visit us at QualityMattersHere.com or call 877-5777. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the new normal. You know, I mean, things have changed. Things will be different on the other side. You know, some better, some worse. You know, I mean, that's just how it goes. But to kind of try and combat the fact that, car people love to communicate, love to be together. In the virtual car show we did for Casino Azul, we had 1,700 views. We had almost 150 basically comments. So people were basically chatting during the show, and it really helped to bring people together. And, you know, like we said, part of the new normal. And so, Robert, this is your first time in this virtual car show. Do you have any, like, you know, trepidations? I mean, any concerns going into this?
Well, I'm about as tech savvy as a 3-year-old kid. So when
that's pretty good, actually. No, I'm just
I know. Teasing. So when I see this and when it starts to happen in front of my eyes, it'll be amazing to me, I'm sure.
Well,
I think it'll be great. I'm sure that that's not what we're going to do forever,
right?
But I think that this is a good start for virtual. You know, the virtual internets and all that stuff that's been going on.
Well, and of course, we've always been focused on having fun. I mean, the whole point wasn't we wanted to be Super Nationals or we wanted to be a big show. You know, it's always been a little laid back, including the way we kind of decided the classes. I mean, Coolest Cruiser and, you know, Best Restored, Best Original, and, you know, I mean, all the different. In this particular show, we have split out. We had foreign and sports car in one group. We had 4x4 and truck. We've actually split those out. We've actually got a best paint, best interior in this one because we can be a little bit more open. But likewise, it's just subjective. I mean, and none of us are, you know, paid judges or anything like that. And so we always try and stay focused on the fact that this is just having fun, and the alternative of doing nothing is not as good.
No. No, and it shouldn't be for the car people. They don't spend all that time and energy on these cars to let them sit in the garage. So if they have an opportunity to do something like this, even though it might still be at their house where
right.
they're sending us the pictures, at least they're getting the mothballs off and the dust and shining it and making a day out of it. And the family side of it is important because now the family probably is helping him wax the car or clean the tires.
Yeah. Well, in this case, these cars can be seen all over the world now. I mean, anybody, you know, with an internet connection that's on, you know, Facebook can basically go and see it. And I haven't confirmed, but there was some long-distance phone numbers involved in some of the applications. So we might have cars that are actually from out of town. We got two cars from Artesia. We got a car that's from Las Cruces. So we are actually getting a little bit more reach than I think that we would normally have gotten, but you know, the simplicity of what it is it's send us a video, no more than a minute. Just take your smartphone, walk around your car, talk about it, and just film it. Roll it out, like you said, you can wipe the dust off or whatever. But what's going to blow your mind, Robert, is the production quality of some of these videos. I mean, some of these people are not messing around. I mean, this is like, you know, pro level.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely amazing because, you know, I thought, oh, you know, it's going to be like, you know, me. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the phone's kind of like wiggling and you hear the wind and all. You were talking about earlier, RJ, hearing the wind behind, but, it's absolutely phenomenal, what these people, you know, put together. I mean, they got it figured out.
Well, isn't a GoPro one of the options, too?
Of course.
Could you use that?
Yeah.
Well, the picture quality on those GoPros is very good. I'm wondering if some of these people aren't using that as their format.
Well, some of these people are actually putting into it a producer, and they're you know, putting, you know, basically, like, custom lighting and different things in there. So it's actually extremely impressive. And, of course, I want to, you know, send a, you know, shout-out to Jared Chester that actually had us on the news last night, talking a little bit about it, which I thought was great because likewise he saw the announcement on Facebook, and he reached out to me and said, hey, you know, tell me what's going on. Oh, by the way, what's going on in local racing? And so we chatted about that as well. But what's your philosophy on? I mean, what really makes a good car show?
Well, the obvious first thing that you would want is you want a mixture of cars.
Right.
You know, you don't want it to be all, and no disrespect to any of the clubs, you don't want it all just to be one type of car all the way through that gets kind of mundane and boring. But you want the creativity and the originality that some of these guys have, and you want to see that and go, man, that's a heck of an idea. I want to put that on my car at home, you know, the one that I'm working on, or, you know, whoever who happens to go. And a lot of that is that. But you said it earlier, too. There's the fun factor involved, and a lot of these people enjoy showing their cars and B, talking about their cars. So when you said there's a minute segment over here that today that they'll be talking about their cars, that's very good, because sometimes when we've done awards, we'll give them the award, and they'll be so bashful to talk about.
Right.
We'd have to ask them, hey, tell us a little bit about your car. Well, this one forces them to give that kind of input about what their car is and what they've done.
Oh, yeah. I think you're going to be excited to see. We've got some great paint jobs. There's a Suicide Squad TT Audi that's going to be in there, 1973, a Citroen SM. So we've got the whole gamut. Right now I'm still waiting for the video to come in, but a 1968 SS Camaro convertible, dark green. So wow. I mean, just a lot of, I mean, modern muscle. 1987 Pontiac Firebird. It's her pride and joy. You know, I mean, we don't exclude anybody.
No.
You know, I mean, it's because it's based on if it's your ride, it's your baby. I mean, you know. And it's funny because I had talked with one of the photographers at the drag strip, asked her how she got involved, and she's like, well, I love my car. And, you know, so I went to the all-out call-out because, you know, I wanted to bring my car out, take pictures. And I would go to these shows, and nobody would take a picture of my car. So she started taking pictures. So she take a picture of her car. And then she's actually fantastic. You know, Sarah Pennington, a lot of people know her as Cherry Bomb Photo Works. But, you know, I mean, we all get involved. You know, we all see something different in our rides. You know, of course, some people, you know, like foreign cars. Some people like Ford, Chevy people. And like you said, the thing that I was impressed with all of our shows is, where did these cars come from? Some of these are cars that we've never seen in any other show. And it was always a different mix. It wasn't like every, you know, we had the same cars at every show parked in the same spot. Not at all. We had race cars. That's one of the things you didn't really see in some of the other shows, other than when we were promoting the track, and we would take a car to a car show just to try and get people to come out.
Right,
but but yeah, no. I mean, I like you said, you know, it's a balance between community just getting together, and like you were talking a little bit earlier about today's going to be warm. It's going to be a little wind. A couple of years ago, we always get our car shows over at 2:15. The wind came in. Thank goodness all the cars were gone, and then we had a couple of easy ups that didn't fare very well, but at least they didn't hit a car.
Easy ups don't do good in the wind. I don't know what anybody thinks, but that's true.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's another New Mexico Motorsports Report. I want to thank Kelly, of course, Robert for coming in, and RJ every week for all the stuff that he does. I promise you that Unser Racing Museum is going to start getting updated again, you know, to where, you don't have to do all the work just to go, yeah, just to confirm that nothing's changed.
Sure, it might be biweekly how everyone needs to recuperate, you know?
Exactly. And so we invite you to tune in next week, of course, you know, here, 101.7 The Team, for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. But definitely tune in on Facebook today, 6 p.m. We're going to do the Dos de Mayo car show, virtual car show. And you get to see what all the stuff that we've been talking about, so it's a lot of fun. So tune in next Saturday here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
This is Earl Walters, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.